Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast.
Welcome to episode 34. And in this episode, I'm going to share a method that you can use to train the brain to trigger a relaxed state anytime you want by simply smelling an essential oil. I discovered this idea when I was researching the neurobiology of PTSD, or what is happening in the brain when one experiences the symptoms of PTSD. You see, certain odors can trigger PTSD symptoms. This is because when the brain stores the experiences of a traumatic event, it can record in the brain certain smells experienced during the event, and then remind the individual of the trauma when a similar odor is sensed in the future. You see, a system in the brain called the associative neural network determines, based on past experiences, that when encountering a specific stimulus, a specific physiological reaction should occur. For example, let's say a soldier deployed in combat was involved in a vehicle explosion, and the brain decided to record the odor of burning tires and associate it with the trauma they experienced. So anytime in the future when the individual smells burning rubber, they could be triggered and experience the same traumatic emotions that they experienced at the time of the explosion. But on a happier note, where we see the associative neural network doing something similar with positive emotions, let's say you had an extremely joyful, loving experience with your spouse on a certain Christmas while drinking peppermint latte. So anytime you smell a peppermint latte in the future, you could find yourself reliving this joyful experience because the associative neural network recorded this experience with a specific reference of the smell of peppermint latte. Research demonstrates that the higher the emotion during a specific experience, the greater likelihood of reliving the experience when interacting with a similar environmental stimulus. However, research has also found that with repetitive similar activities exposed to the same stimulus with a lesser degree of emotion, this repetitive action can create the similar effect of recording this in the brain. So as I discovered this knowledge, I began to wonder if I could use this same process to trigger a sense of happiness anytime I wanted by training my brain to feel happy anytime I smelled something pleasant. While researching this idea, I was in the middle of reading the book titled Limitless by Jim Quick. In his book, Quick teaches us how to train the brain to recall information for an upcoming test using the sense of smell. He instructs in his book to smell an essential oil while studying the material for the exam, and then during the exam, smell the same essential oil, and this will help recall the memories containing the information for the exam. In his book, he had demonstrated that this is, in fact, a very practical approach that does indeed work. With this research, I asked myself this question. Could I train my brain to release dopamine, the feel-good hormone, anytime I wanted to by smelling an essential oil? So I decided to test this out, and after about the fourth week of trying it, it did work. And I found that I did indeed experience a relaxing feeling anytime I wanted to by simply smelling an essential oil. If you want to learn more kind of about dopamine, check out my last episode on this podcast series. But let me explain the experiment I did on myself and how this worked. First, I did some research on which of the essential oils are known for creating relaxation. Lavender oil is one of them. Then, to prepare for this experiment, I did some reflection and created a list of activities that I know always seem to make me feel relaxed and happy. Or in other words, these were activities that when I engaged in them, released dopamine, the feel-good hormone. These were things such as specific songs, meditation, drawing, or going on a relaxing walk. As I engaged in these activities, and when I began to feel good and relaxed, knowing dopamine was being released, I would then smell some lavender oil. I did this daily for about 4 weeks. Then after that, I tested it out by reaching for the small bottle of lavender oil at the times when I was feeling anxious and worried and negative emotions. It was terrific as I began to feel relaxed by simply doing nothing else but smelling the lavender oil. The associative neural networks in my brain had associated dopamine release with the smell of lavender oil. Now, this new skill trained in my brain, it ended up slowly disappearing because I had stopped the daily training of the smell of lavender oil when engaged in the feel-good activities. This means that this experience can lose its effectiveness if not constantly trained. But it is an easy method to increase daily happiness. So this week, I challenge you to try it out. Follow the example I provided in this podcast and start to train your brain to release dopamine simply by smelling lavender oil. This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.